1 Chronicles, chapter 17. After David was living in his own house, he said to Nathan the prophet, "Look, I am living in a house of cedar, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord sits under tent curtains." Nathan said to David, "Do everything that is in your heart, because God is with you." But that night, the word of God came to Nathan, "Go and tell David, my servant, these things. This is what the Lord says. You will not be the one to build the house for me to live in, for I have not lived in a house from the day when I caused Israel to go up from Egypt until this day, but I have been in a moving tent as my dwelling place. In all my traveling about with all the Israelites, did I ever speak a word with one of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people, or ask, 'Why have you not built a house of cedar for me?' Now you are also to say the following to my servant David. This is what the Lord of armies says. I took you from the pastures, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you went. I have cut off all your enemies before you. I will make a reputation for you like the reputation of the great ones in the earth. I will establish a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them there. They will dwell there, and they will not be disturbed any more. I will not allow wicked men to devastate them again as I did in the beginning, and as it happened during the times when I commanded judges over my people Israel. But I will subdue all your enemies. I declare to you that the Lord will build a house for you. When your days are completed, you will go to be with your fathers. I will raise up your seed after you from among your sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He will build a house for me. I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. My mercy I will not take away from him as I took it from the one who was before you. I will cause him to stand in my house and in my kingdom forever. His throne will be established forever." Nathan told David all the words that had been revealed in this vision. Then King David went and sat before the Lord and said, "Who am I, Lord God, and what is my house that you have brought me to this point? Yet this was a small thing in your eyes, God. You have spoken about the house of your servant for a long time into the future. You have revealed to me the course for the man who will arise, Lord God. What more can David add to you for honoring your servant? You know your servant. Lord, for the sake of your servant and according to the plan of your heart, you have carried out this great thing by making known all these great promises. Lord, there is none like you, and there is no God besides you, as is apparent from everything which our ears have heard. Who is like your people, Israel? It is the one nation on earth for whom God went out to redeem a people to himself, to make for yourself a great name, by doing great and awe-inspiring things in order to drive out nations in front of your people, whom you redeemed from Egypt. You adopted Israel as your people forever. You, O Lord, became their God. Now, Lord, the word which you have spoken about your servant and about his house will stand firm forever. Do as you have spoken. It will stand firm. Your name will be great forever. It will be said, 'The Lord of armies is the God of Israel.' The house of David, your servant, will be established before you. For you, my God, have whispered into the ear of your servant that you would build a house for him. That is why your servant has dared to pray before you. Now, Lord, you are God and have said these good things concerning your servant. Now you have been pleased to bless the house of your servant to be forever before you. For what you, Lord, have blessed is blessed forever."
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.